into the show. Now, this week, Cam, marks the International Day of the Midwife. It's a day that midwives, maternity support workers, and student midwives as well, right across the globe, celebrate their careers in unison. Now, this year, Liverpool Women's Hospital are working to encourage Liverpool midwives to get more involved in research to better support maternal care in the city as well. To tell us more is Dr. Tracy Mills, who's a midwife and a reader in maternal and newborn health at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Tracy, thanks for being with us. Just take me back to the beginning for you. When did it start for you, Tracy?
Hi, Tony. It's great to be on your show. Thank you very much for inviting me.
You're welcome.
So quite a long time ago, actually, I started my training as a midwife in the early 1990s in Manchester in about 1993.
And is it a calling? You know, because you often hear of certain careers, or particularly when it comes to care. Is it almost like a calling, or did you just fall into it?
Yeah, I think it was something. So when I did my sided nurse training first, as a lot of us did back in those days, and it was my exposure to my first placement in midwifery and looking after mothers and babies. I just found the whole thing really fascinating and fulfilling, and that's how I got into it, really.
Is it as you thought it would be? Because it's such an incredibly emotional time, obviously for mum, but for and dad, but for people around as well. When you're there for the first time, is it as you thought it would be? Do you know what I'm getting at with that?
Yeah, I think I do. Yeah, I mean it's an incredibly privileged position to be in, to be able to support women and their partners and families, you know, in this really important life transition, you know, when they have a baby. So I think I was always, you know, right from my first experience, all through my career, I've felt really, really privileged to be involved in that. But you're right, it is emotionally stressful sometimes, as well as being rewarding. So, you know, that's something we have to think about very carefully in the way we support each other and, you know, midwives in the future.
Sorry for the obvious questions, but on a Sunday night when Call a Midwife's on, do you watch it and go, no, that never happens like that. That's not like that. Do you watch it?
Can I be really honest? I've never actually seen it.
Haven't you seen it? Okay. But it's strange. I mean, if you work in an industry, it's like our like radio industry. If there's a drama and it involves, you know, radio studio, we all go, that doesn't work like that. Doesn't work like that. Okay, we'll skip that one. I was born in the mid-60s. And it was fairly common for mums to give birth at home. I was born at home, and I've spoken to, you know, people my age, and they say, yeah, you know, that I was. But as the years went on, is it quite rare now? Or can you have the option? Can you say, I'd like my baby to be born at home?
Yeah, so it is more uncommon now. I think there was a move sort of during the late 60s, 70s, 80s for more babies to be born in hospital. But, you know, there are, you know, home births are provided by the NHS now. And, you know, women have a choice to plan their care with their midwives, you know, to make the best decisions for themselves about where to birth their baby.
And of course, if there's any issues, you've got all the equipment on hand. You can't have a trailer taking every piece of equipment you need to somebody's house. I mean, it just makes sense to do it in the hospital, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. For many women, that will be the right choice. And that's something, you know, that they can talk through the staff that look after them and, you know, make the best decision for them.
Well, do you know, just staying on the being born at home thing, we'll get on to, you know, the special day in a minute. And you only realise this when you're a little bit older. The nurse who delivered me, I remember her name. Her name was Sister Elias. And up until my teens, she was still around. She lived in the community. She lived in Anfield, where she lived. And she always used to say, hello, Tony. I remember the day I delivered you. I remember the day you were born. And that's really, really special. I mean, that is stuff from Call the Midwife, really, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's wonderful, isn't it? It's wonderful. And I had the same experience with community midwife who supported me when I was a student in Manchester. You know, she knew, you know, she delivered parents who then had babies themselves. And you're wonderful. And midwives do have this really special relationship with the women they look after. You know, I still see people sometimes when I'm out shopping, who, yeah. You know, I've looked after them and they're, yeah. The babies are now huge adults. So it's great, really privileged position.
Says it's special, isn't it? Really special. What's it like for recruitment? What's the ratio of men and women now in midwifery?
I still think there aren't that many men who go into midwifery. It's overwhelmingly dominated by women. Yeah. That I suppose is you know. Something that we would expect because it's a job that's focused on women. But there are male midwives. I've taught, when I was a lecturer, taught several male midwives who were fantastic. So it's something that's an open option for people. You know, it's open to both men and women, you know, if you're interested in taking on that role.
And are you always looking for more in your line of work now? You know, we often hear about shortages of this, shortages of that. What is it quite healthy for you?
We don't train midwives at LSTM, but I know sort of midwifery recruitment to courses is usually quite healthy. It's a really popular course. It's quite competitive to try and get a place now. But sometimes the number of places doesn't match the demands, and obviously in practice there are great pressures on the services, aren't there? To cover the work that's out there. Yeah.
Trace, can I call you Tracy? Because you are Dr. Tracy Mills. It's mine if I call you Tracy. That's fine. what about the research as well? In the introduction there, I mentioned that you were involved in the research as well, into better support for maternal care in the city. Could you explain that bit to me?
Yeah, sure. So I've been involved in research probably the last 20 years now, very much focused on improving experiences for women and their families, improving care, and also improving the support we give to midwives to make their jobs, you know, easier, because it's a very, very stressful job. So I've been working in Liverpool since 2020, and our research team is very much involved with Liverpool School, with Liverpool Women's Hospital. And we work very closely with Dr. Yana Richens, who's the lead midwife there. And we've been involved in several programs. And what we're trying to do really is to get midwives who are in clinical practice more involved in research. So we've had midwives who've come on secondment to us at Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine to develop their research skills, and that enables them to answer the questions that are really important in improving practice, you know, to try and generate some evidence that will change things and make things better in practice.
Yeah, and you'll be on the panel for this In Conversation event this week as well. So yeah, the research will be the main topic of conversation, I would imagine.
Yeah, so we're going to have a really nice chat. So that'll be myself, Professor Dame Tina Lavender, who's our lead midwife researcher at Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, Dr. Yana Richens, and two of our PhD students, and we're going to be chatting about midwifery research and the work we've been doing in Liverpool and globally, because we also work in lower middle income countries, so eight countries, including countries in sub-Saharan Africa, India and Pakistan, to improve care. And we'll be having a good chat around that and what we can do to get midwives more involved and sustain this really important work.
And of course, it's a special day. There's a special day for everything now, isn't there? And sometimes there can be a danger of days getting lost. I mean, there's What's Your Favourite Biscuit Day. There's like, oh, let's have a favourite roundabout in Skelmersdale Day, or favourite traffic light, or whatever. And sometimes there seems to be a day for absolutely everything. I suppose in a way it can be quite difficult to flag up a special day when there are so many.
Yeah, that's right. But the International Day of the Midwife, so it's on the 5th, which is Sunday, 5th of May. It's a day when midwives come together to support the role of the midwife in, ensuring safe and positive experiences for all women and families during their childbearing. So it's a really important day for us. And that's what our event next week is going to celebrate.
And can anybody come along, or is it just for people in the industry?
No, people are free to come along. So if you go onto LSTM website, you can register There's an option to join in person or online. So, you know, hopefully it's quite convenient for people.
And just one final question before I let you go. When the baby arrives, a new life into the world, joy is all around. What's the nicest thing that's ever been said to you? Because, you know, you're there, you're helping, you're integral to the whole thing. And then, you know, mum grabs your hand or just looks you in the eyes. And you know, I mean, what's that like for you? And what's that like for them? That must be a special moment, a real emotional moment.
Yeah, I think, like I said before, it's an absolute privilege. And I think every time you're in that situation with a woman and her family, you know, it's really, really rewarding. I think sometimes the touch and the hugs you get, they can be as moving as any words. You know, you can really feel the appreciation. You know, I think some of the things when people say things like, you know, I really appreciate what you did. I couldn't have done it without you. You know, and you probably could have done. You were absolutely, you were strong during that experience. But that, you know, that's really moving.
Well, it's the reassurance, isn't it? You know, you can't put a price on that. Tracy, lovely to talk to you and good luck with the day. And Call a Midwife, all of the episodes are all on BBC iPlayer. If you do feel as though you need to catch up at any point.
All right.
Take care. Thank you, Tracy. Bye. Cheers. Bye-bye. There's Dr. Tracy Mills, a midwife and reader in maternal and newborn health at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Nice, that. I love conversations like that. 25...